I don't normally do this because there's not normally enough entertainment news for me to hold it over through the break. But I found an article from the Huffington Post. Yes, Tom, I read the Huffington Post.
By accident?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's this?
Yeah.
Honey, are we out of toilet paper? Is that why this is in here? It gave some backstage additional information of this TV show, The Golden Girls. Now, I never watched the show.
I saw the headlines of these. Okay. Apparently, they didn't get along too well.
Yeah,
some of them.
I never watched the show. I didn't like the show that much. You know, it just wasn't my...
You didn't think Bea Arthur was sexy?
Ooh, who doesn't?
Yeah.
Huh? You know?
Yeah.
Former Marine? Yeah, buddy. No. So, it was not my cup of tea. I wasn't the demographic,
right.
Obviously,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But the backstory is pretty funny and very, very interesting. Estelle Getty, okay? She had severe stage fright. She was the least experienced actress of the four, and she would freeze in front of a live audience. She would get so just tense that she actually would have to freeze. They'd have to stop production, let her relax, come back out, and try again.
Oh, I bet the other actresses love that.
Well, apparently her and Bea Arthur did not get along very well. Estelle Getty played Bea Arthur's mother on the show.
And she was younger than Bea Arthur.
She was over a year younger than Bea. The makeup team spent 45 minutes every morning trying to get her to look the part.
Mm-hmm.
And one season she came back after having a fresh facelift. and that means the makeup department was like, oh, crap. Now we got to, they had to work even more. The four characters apparently would eat cheesecake together on the show. That was a big thing. They'd sit around the kitchen table eating cheesecake. 100 cheesecakes were eaten while the cameras were rolling. 100. Bea Arthur would eat it on the show, but said she actually hates cheesecake.
Well, after a while, you know, 17 takes, eat some more cheesecake. It's a wonder they didn't all weigh 300 pounds.
There's some commercial of a celebrity that was doing a thing for Captain Crunch cereal.
Uh-huh.
And he takes a big mouthful. Oh, I love Captain Crunch. Well, the cameras kept rolling after about 50 or 60 takes of him. He literally was spitting it out into the thing and going, this stuff sucks. He said, I've eaten so much of this that my gums are bleeding. Can we? Anyway, let's see here. Bea Arthur apparently did not care for Rue McClanahan or Betty White in real life.
Yeah.
Rue and Bea intensely disliked Betty.
Yeah.
Once she drunkenly called her the worst word you can use to describe a woman ever.
That Bea?
No, it's worse than that.
Keep going down. Now, one letter down, and that's all I'm saying.
Oh, brother.
Wow.
Betty was originally supposed to play Blanche. Betty White was originally supposed to play Blanche before Rue ended up with it. Rue loved her role as Blanche and even had a clause put under her contract saying that she got to keep all of Blanche's clothes, especially the sexy nightgowns. All in all, she took home 500 different outfits. There was supposed to be a fifth character, a gay manservant named Coco. Charles Levin was cast in the role and he appeared in the pilot. His character was received well by test audiences. But producers decided finally the four cast characters were enough. Each member won an Emmy for their performance, a feat only accomplished by two other shows, All in the Family and...
I'll say Cheers.
That would be a very good guess. Will and Grace.
Interesting.
Will and Grace. Estelle was terrified of death to the point she hated doing scenes involving death and funerals. And ironically, she was the first one to die.
And considering a lot of the Golden Girls' friends, you know, kicked off on that show, right? They had a lot of funerals to go to on that show,
right? Yeah, and that was part of it. So there it is. That's I know that we don't normally do a lot of entertainment news, but I found it fascinating. I thought it was great. Now, for those of you that are calling right now, and the phone lines have been blowing up for the last 20 minutes, the gas game, and am I correct in making these? Our WSAU high-low gas game has concluded. So
we gave away our final gas card, $344 worth.
The tank is empty. It has run dry. There is no more gas to give away, so I apologize. I know you're dialing furiously.
We're still going to do another week or two of Brewers tickets. We'll be playing the Brewers match game after our 7 o'clock news.
Yes, sir, we sure will. So there's more chances for you to win something really nice. Don't go away. WSAU... We will be back. Mere moments, I say. Mere moments.
Here's another selection from Tom King's iPod.
A full dose of the day's events.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
I find that very disturbing.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.